Well, I mean, what can you say? We're just having a hard time getting them slowed. I mean, we can't slow them down. You know, I thought we played well offensively, but every time we try to make an adjustment to slow them down, they go somewhere else. And, you know, you do a great job on Kobe, and, you know, which I thought we did. And then, you know, they go to Powell, and then we double-team Powell, and there's Lamar. And, you know, we get it out of Lamar's hand, and Jordan Formore makes shots. And, you know, they're the reason they're the world champs. You know, there's a good reason that they're the world champs. But, you know, we'll keep plugging away. We'll keep trying. We're not going to give up, and we'll see what happens.
Coach, you guys fought back, got it all the way, tied it up at 90 at the end of the third quarter. Talk about what happened between the third and fourth quarter and how the Lakers...
Well, we started out turning the ball over. You know, we turned the ball over three straight times, and they went down and got baskets, and we never really got any control after that. You know, we made a couple of baskets here and there, but we can't afford to turn it over, and especially on three straight possessions. So that hurt us.
Coach, after game one, you said that the key will be to stop guys like Lamar, like Ron Artest, from their offensive side and what they can add in offense. Both had great offensive games today. Was it something that you kind of adjusted during the game?
Well,
those guys?
What happens is that if you start to try to double-team Kobe and you try to get the ball out of his hands, you know, he's a very unselfish guy. I mean, he really trusts his teammates now. And when you do that, he finds open guys and he gets you in rotation. When you get in rotation, you know, they got players that's very capable of making shots. So, you know, it's pick your poison with these guys. You know, I mean, you look at the stat sheet and there's like 27, 21, 28. You know, I mean, it's just, it gets to be real difficult. But we got to continue to try to find an answer. That's why we're here. You know, that no one just let us get to the Western Conference Finals. We earned the right to be here, and we'll continue to try to plug away, and we'll continue to try to find answers on how to get them stopped enough that we can win a game. You know, we our goal right now is to win Game 3. That's the only thing that's on our mind.
Coach, you had some success with the speed lineup with Jared at the 4. Can you talk about that, and then also at least a smaller lineup, but maybe he wasn't the 4, you tell me. But,
no, he was.
Okay. You seem perplexed.
No.
But is that a lineup that talk about the success with that, and also is that a lineup that you could try against a bigger lineup if they have Bynum in there?
What we did is that we were good offensively, but it makes us a very small team, you know, and with Lamar in the game as a 4, you know, we either have to have Jared or Grant Hill guarding him, and obviously that's a big advantage for them. You know, he's so used to, with his wingspan and the way he rebounds, playing great. I thought that lineup was good for us offensively, and that's the lineup that got us back in the game. But we have to be able to have our guys step up. Channing's going to have to step up for it. That's the bottom line. We need him on the floor. He's a good post defender for us, but he's got to be able to make some shots.
In the middle.
Coach, fourth quarter, they started going inside out again. Where was the breakdown defensively for you guys?
Well, it wasn't really a breakdown. They just do such a good job, Charlie. I mean, they throw the ball in, they force you to double. You don't double, then you got Powell in there whose footwork is probably second only to Tim Duncan's, you know, as far as a post player. So we had to try to play him straight up. We played him straight up. Powell had some success. You know, the one time we went to double him, he turned it over. Next time we went to double him, he finds an open guy that makes a 3. So, you know, you really do have to pick your poison. But as I said, you know, we just have to take a look at the tape tonight, and, you know, maybe we'll decide that we'll let Kobe get 80 and try to guard the other guys. You know, so we're not about to give up. And, you know, when everybody sits up here, you know, when we won our 2 home games against San Antonio, all that everybody just said is that, well, the only thing they've done is what they're supposed to do. So the only thing they've done is what they're supposed to do. We'll go with that.
On the left.
Alvin, it seemed at least like you tried a couple different ways to throw an extra body here or there, Kobe, at different times. First of all, how do you think that worked? And then also, do you feel like you maybe need to try to get Robin more minutes in one way or another?
Well, you know, Robin did a good job for us, and we'll, you know, that's something that we'll take a look at. But, you know, you look at Kobe's line, and he's 8 for 18, and he's got 21 points. But then when you do that, he has 13 assists. You know, guys, there's a reason that he's the best basketball player in the world. You know, he's not going to force things. He doesn't do that anymore. You know, and, you know, so if you ask me if we did a good job on him, we took him from 40 to 21. So that's a good job. But when you add in the 13 assists, that's 26 more points. So, you know, so you're looking at 47 is the way we look at it. So, as I said, there's a lot of things that we got to take a look at, a lot of things we got to make decisions on. But for us, you know, they won their two home games. Now we get to go home, and we got to try to find a way to win the third game. That's where our emphasis is, on winning the third game.
On the right.
Coach, you had talked, or not talked, but you successfully did some post-fronting in the third quarter as well with that smaller lineup. That kind of fell apart a little bit as the game moved on. Is that something you can return to if you get the rotations behind it, or do you need to throw different looks at them?
Well, we just got to throw different looks, because we did front the post, and then they went to what they call solo, which is posting up Powell, and, you know, there's a lot of action on the weak side, and they were able to throw over. We got a smaller guy trying to rotate in. So they had some success with that. We just got to keep changing up, and, you know, hopefully they won't shoot as well in our building as they shoot here. But, you know, we want to make it a long series. So the way we got to do that is that we got to win game three. That's the only thing that we're worried about right now. What do we have to do? What kind of adjustments we can make to win game three?
More questions for Coach? Up here on the left.
Coach, Grant Hill, comments?
Well, he played great. You know, he works his butt off on Kobe and does the best job that he possibly can. He was really good offensively when we played him as a four man, and he spread the floor, and thought he did a great job offensively. And, you know, I just know that every night you get the maximum effort from him. I never have a complaint. Even when he doesn't play well, you never have a complaint, because you know that he's giving you everything that he has.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. I'm open for suggestions, by the way. From anybody, even the media.